The actor John Amos, who starred on classic TV programs like Good Times and Roots, died earlier this year at age 84. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says Amos was a pioneering actor who provided images of strong, dedicated Black fathers at an important time. Here's his appreciation.
John Amos played the patriarch of the 70s sitcom Good Times, James Evans Sr., as a no-nonsense, hard-working dad devoted to ensuring his kids get out of the housing project where they live. And he wasn't above getting a little physical to keep them in line, like in this scene where he's punishing youngest son Michael, played by Ralph Carter, for doing badly in school.
You see these hands, son? What do they mean to you?
They're the ones that's gonna hit me.
No, I mean these calluses, Michael. Son, that's why I want you to finish school, so your hands don't never have to look like this.
As a young Black kid growing up in a Gary, Indiana home without a father, I loved basking in one of TV's first authentic two-parent Black families. What I didn't know then, behind the scenes, Amos was resisting the way producers were centering Good Times on the popular character of James's oldest son, JJ, who was an often stereotypical figure played by young comic Jimmy Walker. After the show's third season, legendary executive producer Norman Lear decided to write Amos off the show by killing off James Sr., turning Good Times into yet another series about a Black home without a father. Amos spoke about it in a 2014 interview with the Archive of American Television.
I wasn't the most diplomatic guy, like I said, in those days, and they got tired of having their lives threatened over jokes, so they said, I tell you what, why don't we kill him off, and we'll all get on with our lives.
But not long after leaving Good Times, Amos landed the role of enslaved man Kunta Kinte on the classic 1977 miniseries Roots, cementing his status as a towering image of Black fatherhood in pop culture. Roots often cast Black actors as enslaved people who were already beloved by white audiences, status Amos had earned through his role on Good Times and his first big TV part as Gordy the Weatherman on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. As the notable roles piled up over a landmark career, parts in TV shows and films like The West Wing, Coming to America, and Let's Do It Again, Amos's greatest legacy still remains as a TV pioneer who stepped up to play proud Black male characters just when Black viewers, like me, needed to see them the most. I'm Eric Deggans.